My name is Raul Velazquez, and this is your Daily Edge. So this week I have a birthday coming up, and here's the beautiful thing about birthdays. It could do two things. It could bring you joy and fulfillment because you're going to party, or it could bring you stress. It could bring you anxiety because you're not where you wanted to be. See, as I got older, I started realizing that every time I started getting closer to my birthday, my mind is starting to sabotage my journey. Because it brought me back to my 20s and the vision that I had of where I want to be when I'm this age. And then in my 30s, I was unstoppable and I had no fear. But then somehow after I turned 38, 39, 40, I started feeling mortal. I don't know about you, but then something about the 40s that gets us to mortality. Like we feel like, oh shit, we're not in our 30s. We're not invincible. Now we could actually bleed. See, the moment that I start becoming present to being mortal and what my mind wants me to focus on, which is all the things that I don't have, all the things that I haven't accomplished yet. That's one of the things that I teach my clients is to become aware of your patterns and your triggers. What are your patterns that your mind wants to take you to? What's the trigger? See, the trigger is the feeling that, shit, I'm running out of time. My birthday is coming up. I'm running out of time. I'm not young anymore. I need to hurry up and succeed. I need to hurry up and conquer because the kingdom is waiting. See, that's the trigger. I don't have enough time. And what's the pattern? The pattern is to believe that I should be somewhere. The pattern is that every time I have a birthday coming up, I start feeling like, fuck, man. I start realizing that I'm not there yet. I start measuring my success. I start comparing my success to others. I'm start comparing my life to others. And that's the moment that we go into a drift. And see, the moment that you become aware of your patterns and your triggers, you could interrupt them. So one of the things that I teach is find something that you could do to interrupt that pattern. So in the past, I've done sports. In the past, I've done, you know, different trips. And this time, I'm going to do something more drastic. So really, I could anchor that emotion. I could anchor that moment that I am exactly where I need to be. I'm exactly where I need to be. I'm doing exactly what I need to do. And there is not more that I could have. There's no more that I could do. It's just the present moment. And what I did is I actually told my wife that I went to go skydiving. So this week, I'm going to go skydiving so I could anchor a new feeling, a new emotion to my birthday week. See, brother, if you don't break your patterns, if you don't interrupt your patterns, you're constantly going to go into this drift. I see most men are unconscious about what the mind tells them to do. They're unconscious about their triggers and their patterns. They think that, you know, it's just another day that they wake up and shit happens and they go to sleep and then wake up the next morning and shit happens, they go to sleep. No, everything is your mind is a computer. It's pattern recognition. There's triggers, there's patterns, there are things that you could do to anticipate when you go into a drift, anticipate your success, anticipate your failures. And the moment that you become that machine learning, the moment that you start realizing like, shit, everything has patterns, everything has a roadmap. You can anticipate when you're gonna feel like shit. You can anticipate when you're gonna start drifting. And then you could break your pattern by doing something that's out of the ordinary. So for me, it's skydiving. I've done it a couple times and haven't done it in a couple years. So now I'm gonna go in, jump on a plane, so I could anchor that emotion. For you, maybe something different. But my intention for you today is that you realize that everything that happens in your life is a pattern. That if you could break that pattern, if you could become aware of that trigger, it's not that you can control it. You can anticipate to see how you could deviate your mind from focusing on those thoughts, feelings, and emotions. See, a man that doesn't know himself is a man that has no control. So if you want to have control in your life, if you want to go to the next level, start seeing what the patterns and the triggers are in your life. Start recognizing that behavior. Because the moment that you recognize that behavior, you could predict and you could control. And eventually, you could reprogram that behavior to go to the next level. Have an amazing day. Learn it. Live it. Experience it. Love life.
If you like this message, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And go to thenextlevelexperience.com to find the code to the edge.